These last few Sundays, we have seen Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist. And then we see him walking along the Sea of Galilee, trying to find some men who are willing to follow him, to give up everything and start to proclaim the kingdom of God. In today's gospel, we are told that right away Jesus saw at the Sea of Galilee Simon and Andrew, and he called them. And then he saw John and James, sons of Zebedee. He called them to follow him, and they did. We know that he started with 12 fishermen. They were representing the 12 patriarchs who fathered the 12 tribes of Israel. This symbolizes that Jesus is establishing a new Israel, the new people of God. Jesus is over the entire kingdom he came to proclaim. Now we may be asked, why did Jesus start his mission with 12 fishermen? Why didn't he go to Athens and call some philosophers or some scholars from any other country? Well, I think there is a reason for that. Fishermen are courageous, hard working, who never give up hope. These were heroes of the early Christian church. They followed Jesus. They believed in the proclamation of the gospel and gave their life for what they believed and preached. Nothing could stop them. They were full of courage and hope. They were heroes. It is not easy to be a hero. That's why there are so few among us in our own times. Where have all the heroes gone? Well, we have what we call celebrities, but not heroes. Yet God is still in the business of creating heroes, or those who believe and live the gospel and are not afraid to stand up and be counted are heroes. Jesus came to change people. He also calls us to help him in his ministry, but only if we are generous and courageous, like the fishermen. He can change us if we allow him. At times, abrupt changes shake up our lives. In the book of Jonah, we read that through the preaching of Jonah, the Assyrians, a brutal nation, suddenly came to God. Sometimes our call to ministry is clear, as today Jesus calling Simon and Andrew, John and James, and they followed him. Sometimes it's not so clear. Conversion could be a dramatic event. We have the case of St. Paul, You know, for all reasons, we can call St. Paul, he was a terrorist. He had papers in his hand to go and find men, women, and children who are practicing Christianity, bring them to court, and be eliminated. He had the papers in his hand. At the gate of Damascus, Jesus appeared to him. He said, "Saul," that was his Hebrew name, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He was thrown off his horse. And Jesus told him what he has to do. And from a terrorist, he became the apostle of the Gentiles, one of the columns of the church. Now we have St. Augustine. In his book, The Confessions, he said that Monica, his mother, St. Monica, for 30 years prayed for his conversion. One time he was reading the lives of the saints, and he stopped. And you know what he said? "If they made it, so can I." He went to find Ambrose, who was Bishop of Milan, and was baptized in the presence of his mother, Monica. No matter when or how we are called, we are here today because, like the apostles and the saints, we never gave up. We know that there will be darkness and confusion at times in our spiritual life, but we also know that there will be light and direction. By following and abiding in Jesus, we can face and withstand the daily obstacles in our lives. We are the new heroes if we follow Jesus. In Jesus, his proclamation and his person overlap. His proclamation and his person demonstrate that the kingdom has indeed arrived, and God, once again, is taking an active hand in the human history. Jesus is the complete and the full revelation of God. Same with us. We must live our decision for Jesus. We proclaimers must become the proclamation. The Eucharist moves us into the larger congregation of everyday life, where the proclaimers must become the proclamation. Now, sometimes, because we are human, we can lose heart because we don't see any effects in our lives as ministers of Jesus Christ. Well, let me finish with a beautiful part of the sermon that Archbishop Oscar Romero was preaching when he was gunned down in El Salvador. Among other things, he says, "This is what we are about. We plant the seed that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundation that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces effects far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything. And that's the problem with some people. They want to be in every congregation of the church, and then they don't have time for anything. We cannot do everything. And there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something and do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest, finishing our job. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are all workers, not master builders. We are ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets and prophetesses of a future that is not our own. In the final analysis, do what you can and leave the rest to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.